And now it's time for my first Johnny McAvoy track on this week's programme. I might get another one in if I get time before the end of the programme. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Sean O'Shea's version of this lovely Scottish song. Listen to how Johnny McAvoy sings, "Will You Go, Lassie, Go?" Or, to give it its subtitle, "The Wild Mountain Time."
Oh, the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? I will build my love a bower by yon pure crystal fountain, and around it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another where wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
Johnny McAvoy and a wonderful rendering of "Will You Go, Lassie, Go?" Now, this next song is not an Irish song. It's an international song, but it doesn't have to be an Irish song to be on Sounds Irish, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And in this case, the song is sung by one of the greatest icons of Irish entertainment for many years. No longer with us now, he's gone to God, but I'm speaking of Val Dunican. And Val Dunican was a big Jim Reeves fan. He used to sing a lot of Jim's material. Here, for instance, he's singing, well, the most famous, I think, of all Jim Reeves songs. Take a listen to Val Dunican's interpretation of "I Love You Because."
I love you because you understand me. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. But I love you most of all because you're you. And no matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but I love you most of all because you're you. And no matter what may be the style or season, I know your love will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but I love you most of all because
now I've got a confession to make. I found an email that I lost about 3 weeks ago. So, Margaret, if you're listening to me still, thank you for sticking with me. She wants to know, could she hear that song that she doesn't know the name of, but it goes, "Lean your head over and hear the wind blow." It's called the Connemara Cradle Song, Margaret, and it's sung for us here by Frank McCaffery.
On wings of the wind o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be quiet. We know one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The Karuk's tomorrow will stand on the shore, and Daddy go sailing, sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven blessed, and safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow.
few moments ago, I gave you an opportunity to join in and sing, and you'll be given an opportunity lots of times during the programme. Here, for instance, you can join in the chorus of this track sung for us by the Dublin City Ramblers. Come on, you know this one.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She died of a fever, and no one could save her, so that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh.
Here's John Hogan singing the song that was written by Johnny Cash, singing the praises of, well, all parts of Ireland, and telling us all about the 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores at Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows, and there's 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I wanna see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf. are to see again the thatching of the straw the women clean. I'd walk from Cork to Lorn to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Johnny Cash wrote that song on the plane back from one of his visits to Ireland. He was so impressed with our country. People say here in Ireland you can actually see 40 shades of green, but that's due to the soft Irish rain that we get. Earlier on, the very beginning of the programme, we were walking by the Lee, you remember? Now we're going back to that beautiful river again, and I'll dedicate this to any Cork man or woman listening to the programme. Here's Trudy Lawler with your song. I'll be singing it too, you see. The mammy was from Cork, so there's Cork blood in me, you know.
How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. Here I dream that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the marked dike through each elm tree, where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. Where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my home, lovely Lee. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers. Then too when the evening sun's sinking to rest shed its golden light over the sea, on the banks of my home, lovely Lee. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my home, lovely Lee. Their light to the world. faithful sons bore through ages of wrong the standard Saint Patrick unfurled. Oh, would I were there with the friends I love best and my fond bosom's partner with me. And when weary, we'd rest on the banks of my own lovely Lee. We'd roam thy banks over, and when weary, we'd rest on the banks of my own lovely.
I'm going to do something a little backwards. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you Mick Galvin singing the song entitled The Dublin Minstrel. This tells the story of one of the greatest artists that came out of Ireland for the past 50-odd years. I'm speaking, of course, of Luke Kelly. Now, Luke was a wonderful musician, a very keen folklore enthusiast, and he had some wonderful material. He used to be a solo artist first, and then he joined the Dubliners. But before we hear Luke, let's hear Mick Galvin telling us all about Luke, who was known as the Dublin Minstrel.
From Dublin streets and roads, all down the years, came great musicians and balladeers. There was a special one, a red-haired minstrel boy, and 20 passed away. A city mourned its favorite song. He liked to laugh and sing. He loved the jar, and his songs rang out in many city bars. I walked by the old canal near where live. Down Raglan Road I'm sad, as he'd so much left to give. All round the markets and down the quays, the sad news spread to the liberty. The minstrel boy's gone, he'll sing no more. And look, somehow we know we'll never see your like again. Now the show is over and the curtain's down. A flame no longer burns in Dublin town. But while the Liffey flows beneath the Halfpenny Bridge, you'll be remembered, Luke, all your songs and all you did. All round the markets and down the quays, the sad news spread through the liberties. The minstrel boy's gone, he'll sing no more, and looks
see your like again.
And Luke, we know we'll never see your likes again. Mick Galvin singing the praises there of Luke Kelly. And here's the man himself. This time he's joined by the Dubliners, Luke Kelly, and the sad story of the Black Velvet Band.
Well, in a neat little town they call Belfast, a friend of trade I was bound. Many an hour's sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. That's happened now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it tumbled over her shoulder, tied up with a Black Velvet Band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, from a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and the gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. Oh, but she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, access to the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, young man, your case it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years' penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land.
The Dubliners telling us the story of the Black Velvet Band, rather similar to the track we played earlier on about, who was it, Brendan Shine. Now, here's a piece that aroused a great deal of interest when I played it a couple of weeks ago. James Last and the Penny Whistle Jig.
Thank you.
I think I said James last. Of course, it was Henry Mancini and the Penny Whistle Jig. And now a track from Daniel O'Donnell. Just a word about Daniel. He hails from Donegal, and over the last goodly number of years, he's been, well, promoting Irish music as well as country music all over the world. He's got a CMA award for it some, well, later last year, I think it was. But Daniel, I will go without fear of contradiction, I think, that he is the most popular Irish artist over the last 25 years or so. No matter where Daniel appears, whether it's Australia, Chicago or Dublin, the venues are packed. He hails from Donegal, so this next track is called Destination Donegal. It starts with him sailing away from Ireland to go to Montreal, but he's hoping someday that he'll come back and his destination will be Donegal. Here's Daniel.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe or Port Salon down Killybegs by Chrysler and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Chrysler and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the Bluestack Mountains in the town of Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
Well, if you're from Donegal and you're far away from that fair county at the moment and maybe thinking of it, I'll dedicate that song for you. Tá sibh géisteacht sounds Irish, le mise Joe Ballard. Thank you. James Galway and his friends, and When You and I Were Young, Maggie. And now that great track from that wonderful group, The High Kings, telling us all about the Galway girl.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day,
And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt hill prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down of a day, she asked me up to her flat downtown of a fine soft day,
and I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl.
I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home.
And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I traveled around, I've been all over the